Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yes, it is. Welcome along, folks. PJ and Jim here as always, just to, just to force ourselves upon even more of your week. I mean, it's not bad enough that we, you know, force 20 hours of us during the normal time of week, you know. Now we have to get in at least another half
Give
an hour.
Give you an extra little bit, you know what I mean? A little bit more. What's this?
Value added. Yeah, what are you doing? Reading receipts there.
A receipt there, yeah, for 20 quid. Oh, jeez. The price of petrol, Jim. I just realised...
20 quid is all you spent on petrol?
Yeah, on the bike, yeah.
Oh, the bike.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I
yeah.
Say.
And which is
I'm going to say, you'd never be able to drive the Batmobile on 20 quid's worth of diesel, would you?
Oh, you would, yeah. Oh, you get loads
what
out
you,
of that.
What am I saying? You don't go anywhere anymore.
Don't go anywhere. What are you joking? Yeah, I get 20 quid last me a month.
That's incredible.
I'd say it would. I'd get a month out
of it. You don't drive anywhere. If you drive anywhere, you tend to go on the bike. And then,
yeah.
And you walk like it's going...
I walk all the time.
You're like Forrest Gump, the amount you walk.
I know, but the feet to be at me, and I'm getting sick of this plantar fasciitis that I have. It's driving me up the wall. You know what I mean? It really is. I'm limping around like a granddad. A year now. It's a year last week since I had... Went out running and got sore feet. And now my feet are even more sore than ever. And now I can't even go to the gym or anything because the feet are so sore in the gym that it makes the whole enjoyable of the gym worse. Now I sound like I'm telling you, like you're my doctor and I'm a little L one. And I was doing what you say.
Are you meant to have... What is it anyway? It's all I know about
know.
It. It's something to do with the soles of your feet, is it?
Yeah, there's like a sort of strip on the inside of your foot there.
Right.
Connects your toe to your heel. And that yoke does be fucked. That's what it is. That's
yeah.
what it is.
I think I saw that in a medical journal.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
I
it says.
Plus our fancy to be fucked. That's
yeah, yeah.
the one.
That's that yoke does be fucked. That's what it says.
That's
and there's
it, yeah.
nothing I can do about it. And I read all about chronic pain and everything. And it says that it should be gone between 8 and 12 or 6 to 8 months.
Right.
To double it now, Jim, I am. I'm doubled it.
Oh my God.
Say. So I don't know what to do. And then
So your planter is particularly fasciitis.
It's fasciitis to bits, yeah. It's gone. It's gone.
What are you supposed to do with it?
Nothing. Well, that's it. You're supposed to do loads of things, rolling it and all of this stuff. I've been doing it all. I got injections in it. I've done everything. But nothing's fucking working.
That's mad.
I'm walking around in pain, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's driving me mental. I feel like I'm such an... Nobody wants to hear about an elflow with dicky feet. Nobody cares.
Come here. See, I thought your dicky feet were only to do with your injuries when you were, you know, motorbiking.
No, this is new. No, this is since I started running and all. Now I can't do anything.
See, that's what you get for trying to be healthy.
That's what you get for
I'd
trying.
Say, I don't know how many times I told you. Biscuits and beer.
Yeah, that's it from
that's
now
the
on.
Way forward.
Biscuits, beer and bellies. That's all I care about now. I don't care about anything else. I'm going to work on that instead. It's much easier.
And come
much
here,
easier.
Does it affect you when you're literally just walking down the street?
Oh, yeah. It's sore
does
all
it?
The fucking time.
So it's not
sore all the fucking time. Every step. Up in the night, go to the toilet. All the time.
What's it like?
Step.
Is it like walking on glass or something?
It's like there's some shite bag sticking pins in your heels all
is
the time.
It?
Yeah, and then every time you sit down, it's like they're sticking their thumbs into the middle of your feet. It's what it's like. It's like
oh,
that
wow.
all the time. It's absolutely poxy and never ending.
And
never ending, Jim. I swear to God, if you had my feet, you'd be crying now, yeah. Yeah, that's what it's like. Yeah,
they wouldn't put up with what I put up with.
They wouldn't put up with what I tell you. I suffer silently. So many others wouldn't.
God, imagine if you went for reflexology or something. Can you imagine that? You know the way
yeah.
reflexology is where they flute around at the bottom of your feet or whatever, all that sort of stuff.
But that doesn't work.
No, but I'm just saying, imagine you going for it. Can you imagine you'd be lepping?
I'd be lepping out of place, yeah. Even when you go to physio and all, they say you're just going to press this here. And they've stuck electric needles into me and everything they have.
Oh my God.
And sure, all that did was make me uncomfortable for 20 minutes or half an hour. It did nothing, do you know?
So it'd be like going to the dentist for your feet.
It's like going to the dentist.
This won't hurt a bit.
It's like going to the dentist and he just goes, give us a second, and he slaps you across the face as hard as he can.
Yeah.
And then goes, I'm going to do another one of them in 5 minutes and then you can get your shit and get out
and leave.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And
that's
by
what
the
it's
way,
like.
Don't forget to pay the receptionist.
And don't, yeah, pay. There you go. 100 quid. You're like, oh,
brother. All you've done is slap me in the face. Yep. And go
yeah,
give you another one.
Do you want another one? Do you want another one?
That'll be another 100 quid.
Yeah. 200 quid. Now you know. You got double the treatment. Consider yourself lucky.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
It's a pox. It
oh,
really
and,
is a pox.
And to be fair to you, you know, like you've suffered in silence.
Well, no, I haven't. I'm moaning as much as I can, but nobody's listening. That's the problem.
As I say, you've suffered in silence.
I'm really trying not to be silent about it. You know, I'm trying to get upset about it, but nobody seems to care. It's as if my feet aren't the biggest issue going on in this building.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, God, you know, almighty, I'm surprised that this hasn't... I didn't hear it once in the news.
No, it wasn't in there. I've listened every day. Tara, you know what I mean? Tara's to hell with you as well.
Yeah, she's obviously completely ignoring she's never what the had real issue is.
She's never had a bad dicky fasciitis. And
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do. I'm literally having wits
all those times you've been going around telling people you're having trouble with your soul, and they thought you were having some sort of spiritual awakening.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know why I was...
The soul's of me feet!
The soul's of me feet, you should be. You're not paying attention to me feet.
Oh my God! We're gonna have to get this on the move this up the news agenda and get to the bottom of this.
I know.
Believe it's been going on a year.
A year last week, yeah.
And does it get worse or does it?
It definitely
just stays
was
the same.
Worse now than I since I started CrossFit. It got a lot worse.
Right,
a lot worse.
Have you noticed something? Right, I know this is me as a casual observer from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
Right. You know, always putting your needs first, obviously.
Right.
Right. But have you noticed that the more you do in terms of making yourself healthier,
the worse I get.
The worse you get.
No good deed goes unpunished.
I'm just saying, right?
No good deed.
You know, you're very, you know, you're very active.
Yeah.
You do a lot of different. You've done CrossFit. You've done bike row ski.
Yeah.
You've had PTs.
Yeah.
You've had, you know, I mean, there's a lot. You do a lot to make yourself the best you can be.
Yeah.
And you're bollocksed.
Well, what a waste of fucking time that was. What a waste of time. Sick of it. Absolutely sick of it. I won't be doing that again. I can tell you that much.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Revelations. Right, listen. Come here. Put your feet up there, will you? And relax for a few minutes.
I can't. The microphone's up and too high. You're making me stand.
Right, well, give your feet. Your plaster franchiosis thing, it'll be leaping off you if you don't sit down.
I know. Would you read the thing quickly? For Jesus. For the love of Jesus.
Right. Some of the best bits that were featured on the show this week for your delectation. On the way, we were talking about one of your favourites, actually, Prince Charles himself.
Yeah, Prince Charles.
And a mad plan that apparently he put out there about what his future may hold. We were non-believers, I think it was fair to say.
I still am, to be honest with you.
Exactly. Also, there was an extraordinary story about the... Oh, I know what it was. It was the Japanese story.
It was a safe cross code for a place that has wild bears.
Exactly. Yeah. How to deal with wild bears. It took a very strange twist when PJ and myself spoke about it. Also, we had some, in our public service broadcasting remit, which we don't actually have, we decided to tell you about how long your appliances should last.
Yeah.
That turned into a very strange conversation as
it
well.
It did, and we named one of the appliances after our gym.
And also, we heard... I'm still a little bit traumatised by it. We heard of a celebrity who has decided to have two toilets in their house.
Now, disgusting.
Not two toilets as in just, you know, one upstairs, one downstairs.
Yeah.
We mean literally side by side.
Yeah, so they can high-five their other half while they're doing the number dirt. Disgusting.
I think your fasciitis is at you there.
Yeah,
again.
It is.
That's obviously showing. It's rearing its
head. It actually, that story is so disgusting. Me feet feel better thinking about it.
Anyway, have a listen. We'll talk to you on the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
How much time would you choose to spend with your other half? I mean, you know, like how much... Can you not get enough of it? I mean, for example, Paddy WhatsApped in when we asked that question straight away and he said 24 hours a day.
Yeah, right.
With a big love heart after that.
Yeah, right.
I don't know who Paddy's other half is, but you know what I mean?
Paddy's in love with his reflection, I think.
And the reason, actually, Paddy, this could be an idea for you, Paddy. This could be something that you want to take on board.
Yeah, I think.
If that's the way you feel.
I think it's disgusting anyway. So it's this singer called Meghan Trainor. Do you know her? Do you ever heard of Meghan Trainor?
The name vaguely rings a bell.
Doesn't, thankfully.
Sing us
doesn't
a bit of her songs then.
Sure, I don't know anything about her. Are you joking? I haven't a riddler who she is. The only reason she's on my radar is because she has this disgusting thing with her husband, Daryl Sabara, right?
Okay.
And the two of them, they go to the bathroom together and you think, all right, well, why? And you go, no. They have two toilets in their house, side by side. So they had them built there. They got this new house and they did a construction on it. And they said, oh, nobody knows this. Well, we all know it now. And she said, they said it to the contractor and he laughed. He said they thought they were joking, you know.
Yeah. So sorry, when you say two toilets side by side, you mean actually in the same room, in the same bathroom?
In the same bathroom.
No divide, not like cubicles.
No.
No dividing wall.
No.
Literally elbow to elbow.
Elbow to elbow. They've gone for number twos together.
Oh, my God.
They have gone for at least two number twos
and
together.
This is a celebrity person.
This is a celebrity person.
I'm not sure why that makes any difference, but I'm going to call it.
But it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because it means the whole world knows. You've got flutes like you and me talking about it on the radio. Because she's a celebrity person. Acting like it's normal.
Yeah.
I think it's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard. She says that since they had kids, they would sometimes end up going to the toilet or needing to go to the toilet at the same time. And it was very inconvenient. And it turns out that it was just easy.
Get another toilet by all means.
Yes.
In a different part of the house.
Or be normal.
Downstairs maybe.
Let your man go out and slash in the garden. Like, it has to happen in other families.
I mean, the gas thing about it is these, I mean, I don't know how successful this person is. But I have a suspicion that, you know, if it's making the news, she's probably relatively successful.
Definitely.
She probably lives in a house already that has multiple bathrooms.
Yeah, you would think so.
At least two, anyway.
Well, they sometimes go and they sit next to each other, like they take a break when they're going to the toilet.
My God.
Yeah, it says they've only ever done the number twos together twice because of the smell. Oh, you should never have done it in the first place. I'm so sorry about this. You should never have done that in the first place. Never. That's a line. There's a line that should never be crossed.
Yeah.
Some things are just for people on their own.
Absolutely. And especially with your relationship with the bathroom. As you've often said, it's like a spa kind of visit for you. You're a big part of it is nothing to do with biological reasons. It's to do with the psychological
mental
reasons of your aloneness.
Yes, my mental health. It's like going to the spa. That's my time where I'm on my own. Nobody can confront me. No one can even question why I'm in there. I sit there. I contemplate the world. I put my head in my hands and I go, oh, yeah.
I tell you something. I don't care how much you think you love somebody else.
That's too much.
You don't want to see that.
Yeah, it's too much.
You don't want to see anything about that. Especially the aftermath stuff and everything. It's just all wrong.
Everything is wrong.
On every level
with that. You don't do it. There's some things you just don't do. It's a line.
Somebody's texting, Meghan Trainor is all about the bass. That's obviously her song.
Oh, that's
all about the bass.
Oh, that's her, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That is pretty bass, if you ask
me. It's all about the bass, Disgusting.
That's, oh, Lord.
I know. And
that's one of the worst I've ever heard now.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, I don't care what sort of a, you know, relationship somebody has, how good it is.
Yeah.
How could you?
That she's
sure as it is, most people struggle to go in after their partner's been in there.
I know. That's the thing. Like normal people, you go in and you do your business, and then she says, "Oh, I'm bursting to go to the toilet." And you go, "Girl, I'd give that a minute if I was you." And she's like, "Ah, you didn't. I didn't. Can't help what nature did. I didn't do anything. I only ate the food. Nature took care of the rest."
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
You know, when it comes to things like tellies, for example, right? And
yeah,
we're giving away a belter of a one afternoon.
Really, yeah.
How long should you have one?
How long should you have one? That's a big question. How long should you have absolutely anything?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at this list of averages that's been posted today about how long your household appliances in general should last. And I have to say, if this is anything to go by, I'm very disappointed. I would have thought you're supposed to drag the absolute arse out of these things, like, you know, to get a real long life out of them.
Exactly.
Presuming you've no kids around or
now,
something.
Are we talking here now
when they wreck everything?
Are we talking about when they break, or are we talking about when they just
replacement
become sort of like, you know, you just fancy a new one?
No, yeah, well, this is the thing, isn't it? People are torn, aren't they? People expect their sort of appliances to last longer than they do, but then they get to the stage where they see the first sign or the littlest bit of wear and tear and they go, we could really do with a new one of them.
Yeah.
They don't actually need it. It just kind of goes, it's like, my old theory of plastic surgery and the kitchen. It's like as soon as you start fiddling with your face, it's like fiddling with the kitchen. So, you know, you do your nose, it's like buying a new kettle. You don't see the kettle or the nose anymore. You see everything else around it and you go, that isn't new.
Yeah.
And you start fiddling. So my theory is always just leave everything alone. Leave it. Just right. Don't be honest.
As long as it ages at the same level,
then everything's
you won't
grand.
Really notice.
And then you get to a stage where it's retro.
Yeah.
Retro.
And
you
it
know.
Comes back into fashion.
Comes back into
brilliant.
Fashion. Then.
I like your theory. Right. Give us a few examples then.
Right. The average washing machine, so for instance, right?
Yeah.
Or the average fridge, actually.
Right.
Apparently, you get 8 years out of a fridge. That's the rough average, is 8 years that you get.
God, I'd never think about that now.
I never think about you. If a fridge is literally just
unless it was
10 years minimum.
Unless it broke, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never even think about
changing
the fridge.
Now, I know there's people out there, they want the big smeg fridges or whatever they're called.
And the ice maker
and the ice maker things.
That, yeah.
And you know the way people... But like, I literally, if you open my fridge, there's nothing in it.
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't even drink milk. There's nothing there. There's a head of broccoli. I'm afraid might go off.
You're right, okay. So you do actually use it in fridge capacity. You don't just plug it out and use it like another press.
No, but I've heard that putting your trousers in the fridge is very good, isn't it? Somebody told me that.
Yeah.
Kills all the bugs and things.
That's right, yeah. I remember
don't even have to wash them. So the average fridge lasts 8 years. A toaster can get through roughly 3,000 slices of bread in a lifetime, which I think is...
How long is a toaster supposed to last?
What, 3,000 slices of bread? A toaster, that means...
6 years.
6 years. You get about 6 years out of a toaster. Again, disappointed. I am.
Yeah.
I would have thought a decade minimum on all of these things.
I've never really thought about it. Because the only thing that I would associate with appliances is just when they stop working. So
same.
Are we saying here that at 6 years a toaster should give up the ghost?
That's the average of before they're
right,
replaced.
Okay,
the know what I mean?
That's not bad. How much would a toaster cost you?
I don't. A toaster?
Mind you, you probably
depends.
Get mad ones.
You can get mad toasters now. You can get toasters that like, you know...
That
you
call
you,
they don't just pop, they call your name. PJ.
Yeah.
It's ready.
And they do all like fancy toasts and put things on the toast and everything for you. And you know the big huge ones, they do all the full sandwiches and everything. You get some serious fancy toasters.
Yeah.
Also, a kettle can boil more than 7,000 times. Then again, you're looking at around 6 years for a kettle.
A kettle gets that puts in the hard yards, doesn't it?
The kettle's the hardest
kettle, an Irish kettle in particular. Our obsession with tea.
I always say the kettle is the Jim McCabe of the Irish kitchen. It's the most underrated, overworked part of any kitchen.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank
it
you.
Gets abused and used constantly. You take it for granted, like it's not even there. And you use it all the time. And what's the one thing? You can't call out for a cup. You're not going to get a cup of tea delivered with Deliveroo. No, sir. Just
no.
These aren't going to bring you around two coffees. I don't think so. Then if the humble kettle goes, the whole system falls to pieces.
Well said, PJ.
Yeah.
Well said.
I'm actually not even going to call the kettle. I'm going to call it Jim. I'm naming it Jim. The Jimmy kettle.
Stick the Jim on there. Yeah. We'll have a cup
stick
of tea.
Stick on the Jimmy and we have a couple of cups of tea.
I love it.
I'm going to do
I
that.
Love it.
Yeah.
I tell you, the interesting one on that list you have there in front of you, right? Of whatever about ovens, fridges and, you know, tellies and all that and whatever. But the shower.
The shower. 8 years,
think
they
about
say.
The shower crapping out.
Never think about it. It's happened to me, though. I've had one shower crap out in my entire life. I've had one shower go and I couldn't believe it. I mean, when your shower goes, it's like when your Jimmy breaks down. Honest to God, you don't know what to do with yourself. Standing in the bath with a packet of baby wipes, trying to make yourself somewhat presentable so the plumber can come round and not think you're a scruffy little yoke.
Oh my God. So you were you mid wash when it happened?
No, it didn't turn on at all.
Thank God for that.
It died a death. It died a complete death. I was disgusted, yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
you said, well, at least we'll always have the kettle.
I says, at least we'll always have the Jimmy. Thank God.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Well, as warnings go, right, there's a lot of warnings. We've spoken about this on the show before that, you know, there is a little bit of the kind of the nanny kind of state thing that happens sometimes. The old political correctness, what do you call it? Health and safety.
Health and safety, yeah.
Goes a bit mad and, you know, there was all those warning labels and, you know, being told stupid things like, you know, things you feel you shouldn't have to be told, like don't put your cat in the microwave or
cruise control does not drive your car without
exactly.
you taking part in
all of that sort of stuff, right? Something thankfully we generally speaking don't have to worry about when, you know, here in Ireland is potential bear attacks.
I always say one thing I love about Ireland is that we've no natural dangers. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
We don't have earthquakes, tornadoes. We don't have any of these things. You know, we don't have lions and tigers and bears, oh my. We don't have any of these things.
Or mad, weird, creepy crawlies that can kill you with a bite.
Yeah, yeah. They used to say that daddy long legs were the most poisonous spiders in the world. Remember that rumour? but they'd no teeth, was what people used to say. And we have basking sharks, which are the biggest sharks in the world, off the coast of Donegal.
But they've no interest.
And they've no teeth either. They're vegetarians, like. So we're very lucky in that sort of way. But in Japan, in the Iwate region of Japan, bears are a problem. Wild bears are a problem.
Right.
And they're trying to deal with how to warn, to give people warnings, what to do if you see a bear, if you're out and about. If you see a bear cub, what does that mean? And how should you act if you see an adult bear? All of that.
Because they used to have that thing with bears. Was it with bears? Where they said if you ran in a zigzag...
Yeah, you see, this is the problem now. You see, someone like you would start going, running a zigzag, and then next thing...
Was that a rumour, though?
Yeah, and it's complete and utter rubbish,
yeah.
And you'll get dead now. Trying to do zigzags in front of a bear is going to get you dead. So you don't do... That's why they're trying to think, how do we get the information out there, and what way do we do it, and what is the information they need to have? And so they've developed a rock song.
Whoa.
So they got two local rock stars in their 60s, a couple of older gentlemen who are still rocking away around
so
Japan.
So the Japanese equivalent of Status Quo is...
Exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. Yuzen Taguchi is one of them. He's 69, and he said that the advice in this song is advice that saved him maybe from a bear attack when he was younger, the advice his dad gave him.
Right.
So this is essentially...
So did they put the advice as well as putting the song together? Or did they take the advice from the government or whatever?
Yeah, and they made lyrics out of it.
Right, okay.
So it's like, the first line is, so you think bear cubs are cute. And it goes, discard that naive way of thinking. Nearby that cub is a parent bear and it will attack you and go, roar, 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 roar. It'll suddenly attack you.
Wow.
And then it tells you, never turn your back and run away.
I'm assuming it rhymes better in Japanese.
Well, you can hear it here. We have a little bit of a clip of it, actually.
Can I just point out, you know what I hear when I hear that?
What?
Only fools and noses work.
Oh, it does sound like that, doesn't it?
I assume that's the raw, raw,
that's
raw.
That's the raw, raw, raw bit.
Wow,
yeah.
I'm going to have to start that song again, right? Because, I'm sorry, does the start of this song, right? Let me just go back to
the... No income tax, no VAT.
Listen to this. So VAT, nobody back, no guarantee.
Like, oh my God, it really does work.
That is so weird. And so this is to get people kind of like, it'll just become like an earworm and people will automatically know how to avoid bear attacks.
Yeah, they're going to be playing it in all the supermarkets and all the public places and all that over there, so people can get really familiar with it, hopefully learn the lyrics. It'll be a catchy song that'll get into the psyche and then remember forever.
So what we're saying here is that this is basically the bear attack equivalent of remember one, look for a safe place. Two, don't hurry, stop and wait. Three, look all around and listen before you cross the road. So it's the green cross code for bear attacks.
It is the bear cross code.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Maybe you should think about scaling down. Prince Charles, Charlie Windsor. He may open up Buckingham Palace to the public and live in a flat above the shop, he's saying. If you can believe that. This is what he's saying. He might live in a flat above the shop. Much like they do in number 10 in Downing Street, you know. Apparently there's one of those floors that's done like a sort of a flat for bars. Never knew that until I read this morning.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of meant to be one of them if you're working late, isn't it?
Is it? Is that what it is? I don't know.
Because, I mean, he has his own spot, I think. Doesn't he have his own place?
I don't know.
I suppose you do technically live in number 10.
I just remember Lionel Blair's wife, when he said, Tony Blair, Cherie Blair.
That would have been an amazing PM.
Yeah, pirouetting down to difficult questions.
Give us a clue. But, I named that tune in, no, that was the other one. Anyway, it doesn't matter, right.
Cherie Blair, because you remember she famously answered her answered the door to number 10 in her dressing gown.
Yeah.
Wondering who was at the door. She didn't really dawn on her that there's 24-hour press people out there, whatever. So now he's saying he might live in a flat above the shop. He wants to scale down the sort of, you know, the bigness. He wants to sort of become more like the people. If you know what I mean.
Really?
Yeah. He's saying it's to sort of slim down the monarchy, he says. And he's a friend is also saying he'll certainly, that he'll have accommodation at the palace, but he'll also want a modest flat in somewhere. Where else does he want it? Somewhere else, because he says Windsor Castle is too noisy with the planes, he says. God love him, the poor man. How does he survive?
Yeah.
You know.
Having to struggle so along in a castle.
I mean, it's a castle, but it's the planes. Do keep me awake in my flat above the shop. He's trying to make himself sound like he's just a...
That's an extraordinary...
Anto living in the...
So, like, literally having accommodation in the upper part of Buckingham Palace...
Yeah.
...is being compared to having a flat above your shop.
A flat above the shop, because...
So that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? So you're saying that basically in the morning, he'd say... give me a moment, Camilla. I need to go down and open the shop.
Wouldn't it be great if he ran it?
Open the gates to let the punters in.
Wouldn't it be great if he ran it? Like, you know.
Will you be doing the? Will you be on the cash register today, darling?
Yeah, you'd go. You'd go.
Absolutely,
you'd go. You wouldn't want to do the tour.
If you went into the gift shop.
Yeah, and there he was.
And the royals were
with
there.
His apron on him.
How much is this, Camilla? How much is for this one? Yeah. Will we take £3?
Have we got the Christmas cards ready yet? Camilla, it's very early. Maybe if you buy one of my faces as a cookie jar, we give you a free royal oven meat.
It'd be brilliant. You'd never miss it. You'd definitely have to go, wouldn't you? The queue's out the door.
Oh, I forgot. Absolutely.
And everything for normal
money.
If he did
a spin doing the kind of jobs that would get done in the, like as I say, in the gift shop, or if he was kind of, I don't know, leading the horses around or something. Shoveling after the guards.
That'd be brilliant, yeah. But especially the shop. I mean, seriously, and then him, like, you know, locking up the shop, pulling down the shutters for the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Going upstairs and he's going,
did you hear that bloody customer saying, had I got more fridge magnets? I mean, if it's not on display, it's not in the storeroom, is it?
Having to turn that thing that says closed, you know, those little signs that people turn on the front of shops.
Yeah, closed.
That says closed. And somebody going, I forgot to get a tea towel for me ma. You'll have to come back tomorrow.
You'll have to come back tomorrow. I'm very, very tired. It's been a long day and planes to are going to
I never get a minute
those
sleep.
Planes to Florida start now. My God, a prince's work is never done.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Welcome back. There you go. A couple of the best bits from during the week from Morning Glory on Radio Nova. Of course, 6 to 10 every morning. As though you'd need reminding of that if you found your way here. But anyway, so that was it. I tell you something. That story about the two toilets thing, right?
Yeah.
That could be, I mean...
It's
I don't know
disgusting.
Where exactly. I hope that doesn't become a trend.
Same here. It's
surely it couldn't.
No, it couldn't. I don't think anyone's that bad. That's one of those things that happens to famous people, and they just go, people only don't do it because they don't have the money, and they lose their minds and think that it's like, you know, totally normal, but they've gone bananas.
What it does highlight, though, is obviously as you pointed out when we were talking about the story, it's only a story because it was a celebrity who was involved in it. You know,
if
some weirdo down the end of your road. You know what I mean?
Had toilets for him and his missus, yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, nobody would ever hear about it. And that's why I'm just wondering whether, going back to what we originally started talking about at the top of this podcast, and your struggles with your plantar fasciitis.
With my feet, yeah.
With you in your celebrity, how come that's not coming to the fore?
What do you mean?
How come other celebrities aren't coming out in unison with you and going, oh my God, thank God.
I know.
Somebody has brought plantar fasciitis to the masses.
There should be a charity.
Yeah.
They call around, give you a foot rub and a banana. You know.
Why would you use the banana?
I'm kind of hungry now. Just thinking I could do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there should be, like, there's probably a support group or something out there.
There's nothing. Nothing at all.
Dodgy feet are us or whatever.
Dicky feet,
yeah, yeah.
There should be, yeah.
Actually, to be honest with you, it'd be brilliant. A Dicky feet would be a great name for a spokesperson for plantar fasciitis.
I'd love to, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're going, on the subject of plantar fasciitis, we're going to a leading spokesperson, Dicky feet. Good morning to you.
Good morning, thanks for having me on. Yeah, it'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, that is stupid, but I just think that's hilarious.
Yeah, Dicky Foot. Foot is a second name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dicky Foot.
Dicky, Richard Foot, Dicky Foot. Good, yeah. Good to talk to you.
You've been suffering with plantar fasciitis, yes, but a solo just on the left side. Thank you, Dicky Foot, for this incredible contribution.
Oh, right. I tell you, I think this is now, I think you're hearing on the on Glory Days, you're hearing on PJ and Jim's podcast, something that may well become a running theme on Morning Glory going forward. We're going to have to get to the bottom of your feet.
Oh, yeah. Literally. I really hope so. I don't know what to do.
By the way, as well, something I forgot to mention earlier on is that one of the things we did last week was we did try and help PJ. I know at the start of the podcast we were talking about, you know, his dicky feet, but he also discovered, God, I feel so bad even saying this, man. I feel terrible even saying this, highlighting yet another problem that you've encountered.
Yeah.
But I mean, this thing about you needing glasses came up.
Oh my God. I bought a pair yesterday. I'll tell you about, I'll wait to hear about this.
Jeez. But we were trying to help, right? We were trying to help, but you know the way you have to choose the frames that are suitable for your face. So we tried to help on the show. I don't think PJ was the least bit appreciative of it, to be perfectly honest. But you can actually check out the video, okay? If you go to the Nova social pages, Nova Instagram, you'll be able to check out the video and see the vast array of glorious frames that we had PJ try on.
Yeah, I didn't look stupid at all. Oh, no, not at all.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you, I feel we should end this podcast now simply because I don't know if I can handle any more of your health issues.
I don't know how many times I can tell you.
To be honest with you, I actually feel slightly ill worrying about, you know, your dicky eyes and your dicky feet.
Yeah. Well, I can, yeah. If you don't mind, I'm going to sit down. I'll have to go sit down and question not only me tops and me tails, but me life and soul as well.
Come here. What you can do now is you can put your feet up and we'll just get out of here, will we?
Let's get out of here. Talk to you whenever or some other. I couldn't give a shit. I need to sit down.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.